4:25, we're going to meet in the order. Can the secretary call the roll?
Kenny Gunn.
Here.
Here. Rodrigo Pagueta. Fred Ware. Lydia Brazon. John Unshaw, requested an excused absence. Ariana Gladden.
Here.
Kay Greenwald.
Present.
Lane Eisenberg.
Here.
Ian Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Wunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty. Ali Leica.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
She called that her car was inside and it might be late or might not be able to make it.
Victoria Olivia Montiero. Judge Miller.
Have you called from time to time to the bill?
Margie Murder.
Present.
Michael Miller.
Present.
John Carter. Still a week requested on three captains. Lawrence Rayleigh.
Presented.
John Wender. Mamad Yegi. I can break in present.
We used applicants requested by Justin Merrick, Emma Reed, John Crumshaw, and Kendrick and Brenda Medina. Is that it?
Can we get Mike? Mike, what Mike and Mike?
Three. Okay, a few applicants sitting over here. And we'll
get the question to Mike.
You got some questions. One of the applicants is from John Crumshaw, versus Dutch Merritt and Summer Reed, and tentatively from Brenda Medina.
Who's the last one?
Brenda Medina.
Oh, you got one.
She called to say her car was inside, and if she got here, she would be late.
Oh, that's
nice. So, is there a motion to excuse those applicants?
Motion is
good, yeah.
Second.
Any objections?
No.
Okay, seeing none, those four are excused. We have a proposed agenda from the governance committee, which I believe is right down the front. Can you hear me?
What is that number four? Seems to be coming before an out of sequence. Is that a past business or a new item? Number four.
Implementation?
Yeah.
I think the A is
all past items.
The A and B don't seem to belong there.
What is this A? She's asking policies and governance. That wasn't approved.
Point of information, why is that with the other government stuff? Well, let's put it in the government stuff. Yes, I compiled this implementation call of action item. Anything somebody says they're going to do, I put in there. So there's a list of things that people committed to do, whether they belong in a committee or not. So these are things that may be followed up on. They can be followed up elsewhere, but they were committed to be done.
Okay, so that item will be taken up in the government committee report. It's only there because of the last meeting where you record the government committee to draft this policy. It's not going to be taken up there.
Okay. I mean, obviously, I'm okay with number three. Now I think that should be
we've touched on. But I have an issue I'd like to.
I'd like to propose that in the event that there are issues that require executive session discussion for number 11 and number 12, that we would adjourn the open meeting at 3:15 and convene the executive session at 3:30. Given the weather, I don't think we can ask our listener members to go out of the rain and wait until we get out and have to hold it when the action is up. So if there's an executive session related items to those that come out as a result of the public discussion, then I move that we adjourn at 3:15 the public session and convene an executive session at 3:30.
Point of information. Last time we did executive session, it was so close to the theater and have them back there so the audience can actually put it on.
Somebody else?
Is that your proposal?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go ahead.
Just in regard to. So when is the proposal for the next session?
So it remains the same? Yeah, there is no interval.
Okay, because I didn't understand what you were saying. So, but if that's moved, then I won't have to.
Right, there's no interval for the next
session. Well, two things. I've been running into government, so I just think, and Terry Goodman does this of his own time and all that, but the audio is being edited, and I just think that we need to be aware of that, and that it's not an official version, and we need to know that, and decide to use Trainer on KPFTX. We need to know that.
Okay, I think it's a good idea. Did you want to come in? Okay, let me do that, Mike.
Only once in the entire history of LSP audio recording has there been an edit to the public audio, and the LSP was informed at that time. And that event was a GM candidate's name was revealed at the LSP meeting before when they presented. I mean, an ED candidate.
Well, last time when a motion. What is my And I was expecting to hear Len Gauchers when he cursed me out. He cursed out the whole LSD and then stormed out. So he was right at that point and wasn't there. And maybe I was wrong, but that's when I'm like, and I enjoyed that. And I think I thought it should be on the audio for prosperity. So was that edited?
No, that was the meeting before last. That was the meeting that I delayed the posting on.
I don't think so.
When were you at?
No, 2 months ago. Because it was after last month's meeting. Whatever. I don't know. But also, I would like to bring outreach up to the top. They have never reported in the whole, ever make a report, and I would like to move that up forward so we can find out what they're doing. I mean, 5 minutes or whatever, but they never, ever made a report to this committee.
Any objections to moving up each other? Yeah, I kind of object because last month a report was submitted to outreach, a written report from outreach was submitted, and I believe John Aaron got a copy of it. So this month we denied it. So I just want to say the course.
I don't recall a written report. Was there one?
I use electronic copies of that report, so I can be included in the minutes. And it's moved to the minutes and I receive it. I don't automatically put it in the record. That's my
record.
Well,
that's
I think, I don't know if it has, if it requires a motion, but I don't think why it would. I think that all LSV committees should copy the entire LSV and not send it either to the chair or just to the secretary. The LSV at KKK so that we all know when these reports come out.
I certainly accept the motion. I'll second that.
Okay, don't need to take motion in this part of the meeting, but I'd be happy if there's any objection to that proposal that the LSV, all LSV committees submit their reports in writing to the entire LSV, not just the secretary.
My understanding is if they have a report, then it should go to the LSV.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean they have to make one every month. But if they have one, then it's to the LSV, not just to the secretary or the chair.
Maybe I don't understand what discussion is, but the fact that a copy was sent to the secretary, was that an additional copy? Was that a scanned copy?
An electronic copy.
He received electronic copy, John? Of whatever Laura. I'm wondering why that can't have been sent as a PDF or a PIF or something. If that's not ready at that point for incorporation in this as an attachment?
No, I did not send it to John Gary's electronic form. I distributed it to the public and to the board as well. Discussion is dilatory. There is a motion. The motion is that in the future, committees that submit reports to this electronically could retire LSV. Is there any objection to that motion? All right, seeing none, we'll consider that passed.
Is that a motion from the chair?
No, there was a motion from Mr. Zone, I think, seconded by Ms. Gelfman. Passed without objection. I want to finish with the agenda. There was a
few items. I want to talk about
the agenda. Before you do that, Ms. Gelfman asked if the program, the government, the executive, outreach committee reports to come earlier in the agenda. Is there any objection to moving it up? If the report is that there's no meeting, that's fine. But any objection to moving it up on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll put it as the first one on the committee report. Okay, that's it. Thank you, Lord.
You know, when I last attended, I brought up when I said there's a conflict of interest, and I'd like to know what the status of it is. And I would like to, you know, I think it's a non sequitur to say that KPMK is riddled with conflicts of interest instead of addressing them and attacking the person who brings it up. So if we are about changing the way this society does business, we have to be a little bit less corrupt in this society to have a change.
I believe that motion is back on the agenda to be tabled with the last meeting. We've got to be able to meet on the first time.
Would it be possible to never deal with it if John and I alternatively just don't show up? That's the way of dealing with it.
There's a definite motion limiting the number of agreed applicants that members of the LSC can ask for. And
so we'll get closure by that rule.
That's right.
Faster.
Any further changes or additions to the agenda? Seeing none, is the agenda.
Wait a minute. The member wants to add it to the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Oh, it is.
Well, let's go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm reminded by the vice chair that we should welcome our new member and pray for a while. Unfortunately, Omar Piper-Dett resigned his position today. Is the next person in the list of the previous election as a staff member. So welcome to the board, Pedro Wall.
Thank you. And
to do is as soon as the people are asking from the community to fix their radio, to respect that, and to work well, to work together, to make that change, to make that difference, and let's see their voice for the community.
Thank you. So continuing the boundaries with communication, please communicate respectfully. Please do not speak out of turn. These boundaries apply to both members of the board and members of the public. Announcements? Any quick announcements? I would note that today is the 6th month anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. And we look forward to 6 more months of study. Mr. Agatha?
Yeah, I just want to announce that next month, April 8th, starting the March for Guillermo Zapata, going to Los Angeles, which is yearly. Welcome, and also I'd like to ask to recognize on the same time today, especially the Latinos, our parish that joined in the Mexican forces when the Anglos came to restore this land, to kill this land. So, the condition of them, recognize, the Irish people who fought against Mexicans, to avoid losing our land.
That's
the date of
the
marches, I think,
today.
April 8th.
One thing I've heard in the agenda,
that point in the agenda, the report was handed out at that time. It just wasn't handed out electronically.
That's
a motion to postpone.
I guess.
Mr. Gary, is an information do you normally add committee reports to the minutes?
I just want to make one comment. I really do. Again, which is this. Because this has happened in the past. People have requested to append material to the minutes like they're entering something in a congressional record, even though it doesn't get brought up during a meeting. That's burdensome and unnecessary. Okay. So if the manager makes a report and appends it to the minutes, that's appropriate. If somebody submits or hands out a report and it's never brought up in the meeting, it's erroneous to include it in the minutes.
Okay, objection noted. We're moving on.
No, I agree with that.
Okay, I'm glad that you agree with that. We're moving on. Scheduling and location announcement meeting. The next meeting is Wednesday night, April 17th. We have a calendar. It's the third Wednesday in April. We do not currently have a location. Location will be announced and noticed on the air and on the website. 18th. Okay, thank you. I stand corrected. Wednesday night, April 18th at 7 p.m. is the next meeting of the local station board. We're going to move on to item 4, implementation follow-up and action items. The appointment of absence policies and governance. Was referred to the governance committee. The governance committee will have a proposal on that. Strategic planning session update will be in the GM report. And so we move on to item 5.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I have distributed the report electronically, and Lawrence and I distributed copies here as well. I'll go through some of the things that I consider to be of the most importance. I just noted that the February sunrise is 3 days, the rather than 24 days. The total at the end of that is around $960,000. That includes the funding that comes to us from KPFA progress that will come from our transmission, and also phone room pages and pages that come in our life. The strategic fundraising listener generation session that we have been discussing with some time is taking place the 22nd of March at 3 o'clock at the station. There were three members, public and staff, are welcome to attend that and help us brainstorm some ideas and throw those around. As requested previously, the Arbitron, most recent Arbitron data that I have, has come to the LSE attached to the monthly report that was sent out. And, it went to the LSE via email in PDF form. I can probably attach it here as well if you do that's required. I just noted there on the report that there was a KPCC billboard that directed next to our building a few months back, which we had discussed already. It was a billboard, KPCC billboard.
Too much into
surveys that happened that occurred towards the end of the year and the beginning of the next year because there was enormous fluctuation in there. In fact, their advice is to not make any program changes based on those two books. I think what we're seeing in this is going to turn to something more like what we had in November. It might take a little while to build. I have to say, I have concerns about the Avatar data in general for the station that has an audience as far out as the station. And I think we are operating largely within the margin of error. And that concerns me. Because I don't know how many of these statistics are for us, and whether or not they're actually worth the money we pay for.
Okay.
Thanks. I think, like we have, did you have your hand up there?
Tuesday morning I talked to you about a nice way that was happening in our, they closed one way for the freeway chain. So it's been somewhere. And frankly, I was really disappointed, I didn't hear. But we were supposed to announce it, constantly. It's not only one announcement. People were taken away. I got a phone call from someone who was in Arizona already, who saw the people being put on the buses, children, women, right? And more than 20 cars already being detained and confiscated. And it is so disappointing to see that, I don't know if you know this, but I did send it to you and I didn't see anything. That's, one thing that is really, it's incredible, So, I don't think, this issue of how the isolation is being working is working out, because this is not the way we should do it, We're not asking to do it, right? The other thing is that, for me, it is very significant to see a report from our general manager who was directed to open up, the outpost for new 5 hours of Spanish, by the way, some members of this board and as well as the national, trying to block without any argument, any valid argument at all, right? And this motion was supposed to be implemented on January 4th, but so now we are February, and March, and how can someone have, or they have, the moral authority to give us directions when they are not capable to follow directions from the national board? But who has the moral authority to demand on others when he cannot demand for himself? That's incredible to see. If we are seeing it, we have people already grown up. What is this? It's a discriminatory practice. It's discriminatory. You were directed to do an open call for all of those who were choosing to develop in these 5 hours, and it is not being done. Only thing I think is very, very clear for me, it's very discriminatory.
Thanks for responding there, Rodrigo. I heard the announcement at least twice on Tuesday. I think it was made more than that. I wasn't listening today, but I heard it at least twice. I heard it at 9 and I heard it at 3. And also, something else that came out of a previous LSB meeting with respect to that was celebrating the situation with DUI checkpoints. And we ran numbers yesterday and today about where the DUI checkpoints are this weekend. So, I'm sorry you didn't get the announcement, they were late. As you recall, I was in the tower when you phoned me. The second I got to the office, I drafted a report, gave it to the board office, he read it, I thought, sorry. I appreciated your call because getting the information is one of the problems. On the question of the 5 hours of Spanish programming, the motion, I've said this before and I'll say it again, the motion that you proposed to the DMV and that was approved does not say additional. It says 5 hours of Spanish programming between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. I'm just raising that, but what I will say to you is that the executive director has asked general managers to hold off on that for the time being. And that's what general managers, as I understand it, are doing. I think perhaps if you want to revisit that at the DMV level, that might result in something happening. I'm not telling you what, there's this chain of command here.
I'm sorry. We have about 10 more minutes for this agenda item, so people can be. I don't have the microphone. He does. We have about 3 more minutes for the agenda item. We'll be passing on to listener comments in about 3 minutes. So please be succinct.
I have a couple of things. First, on these events, the cabins, the phantoms, it would be nice if people see where they are here or something. I would really appreciate a better, more consistent, well, some communication about the events that KPFA is doing. I mean, if I get an email and this is going on, I can forward it to people and I can actually know about it and participate and all that kind of stuff. So I would really like to see a system there where the LSB gets notified of this stuff. I would like to, on the on-air report to the listener, that Novick apparently is volunteered to do. I would like to request that we share that spot with Margie. First of all, I think it's better programming to have two people there, especially if they're not professionals. And also that it more represents the LSD and it would be, kind of, you could do a little, great being George, what is it? Burns and Allen. There's a Burns and Allen with you. This might be a little more entertaining, but I think it was more reasonable. Okay, so is that all, okay. All right, thanks.
I was just informing him. I'm not sure that the venue for those events has been nailed down yet, and that's the reason that they're not there. But it seems to me there'll be those events that I'll certainly pass that on to the other people.
Okay.
Very happy to do that.
But a lot of stuff goes viral, you never know.
Yeah, well, thank you for writing on. I'm happy to do that, actually.
There was more time than I thought, so it's Summer, Ali, Lauren, Lydia, Margie, and Rodrigo again.
I don't like to do this next time.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Yes, I did hear the DUI checkpoint announcement. They were very professional, and my suggestion, since this is an evolving thing we're doing here, is they only listed them in vague generalities. So admittedly, when you guys go to checkpoints, so going to Southern California, as we have, it's going to be a much longer announcement to list every intersection. However, I think what we've done in terms of listing all the DUI checkpoints in this city, I think it would be nice if we could add something to that very brief, acknowledging the fact that, because I like the public safety aspect of how it starts out, be safe as we can, but then acknowledging on our part that DUI checkpoints are essentially used to catch lots of people who are not drinking. I mean, it's a dishonesty that goes on in the public mind that, why would you want to catch drunk drivers? Well, because 90% of the people who lose their cars didn't have a drink at all. They just don't have a car license. So if we can incorporate something into the little thing at the beginning that introduces it with an acknowledgement of this reality, somehow is one of the reasons why we're doing these coming. And then something like a link on our website where people can go from the announcement for more information. The announcements are only moderately useful to know there's a checkpoint somewhere in West Hollywood, somewhere in Venice, somewhere in Rancho Cucamonga, without knowing the intersections. And they're very specific, don't tell you, if that's Lawrence and Normandy. The ones that I get tell you what intersections are. But anyway, this is something that would give people a way to get further information, because there is more specificity than that normally in terms of at least what streets they're occurring on. So maybe a link on the website or something that we can refer people to from the announcement to get further information, link at kbfk.org or something of that nature so that people can get more specificity. So I like what we're doing, just if we could beef it up a little more, that would be excellent. And I did hear it more than once. I heard it like 3 or 4 times this week, so that's really good because it's the highest version that we get. The second thing on the event, and I'm not laying it to you, but all these people are working under you. I know when we had a meeting in the last month or something discussing this upcoming event came up, and they had already printed, or they were discussing printing the flyers for the event at the John Anson Ford Amphitheater, and I heard the very words, we haven't confirmed the venue yet. I don't believe in printing on unconfirmed venues. This is a hugely wasteful thing to do. It's several hundred dollars typically every time you print wasted, glossy, full-color postcards. not to mention it's confusing to the public and makes us look like idiots. I really would like to stop doing that. We should not be printing separate events. And people, I produce concerts. You know where your event is going to be held quite in advance of it if you're doing it right. We shouldn't think that this has happened before, happened with the people work. So if you could please just event management, somehow that single thing seems to happen a lot. So I hope we have a good successful event, but we got to stop setting it to our place.
Okay, two things. I think on Ronnie's website, I double checked the website that you gave when you linked to. I think because it's the St. Patrick's Day weekend, there are so many more checkpoints that they were there specific this time. Because in the past, I have seen, you know, they're closing, going forward, between Fredonia and Redfield. And that's far more useful information, I think. But I suspect that because there are so many of this particular weekend, this is that day, that's maybe why these guys were not there. The printing and design costs for this event have a ceiling over which, within which the designer and printer are working. So no more changes are made for this particular change. However, I do agree with your title.
Okay, thank you.
Again, if people can be a little more succinct in their comments, Lydia, Margie, Fred, and Rodrigo.
Yeah, I have a question and a comment. You mentioned an Alpel transmitter. Is that transmitter, is that online, or are we still getting the Armstrong switch in the report that was present today with what failed?
Sorry, what's wrong with
it? Is an Alpel transmitter, is that online, is it transmitting?
It is a backup transmitter right now. The Armstrong is more powerful than an Alltel, so when we're on an Alltel, we're at lower power. When the failure occurred yesterday, the Alltel kicked in straight away. But then the audio processor dropped out.
So you're saying the Alltel backup transmitter kicked in and then something else failed?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Just, and audio processor input, yeah. No, it's part of it, and that's why I made the point about the age. You know, the North Hill's brand new, almost. But I did make the point about the age because everything else is not. And, you know, even though the phone system in the studio is still a problem with that because of its age.
So,
there's
an
Alpha
that's transmitting
now? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay, and then, a comment. I hope that the system for the iTrace alert becomes more effective. I would like the board to consider also adding Amber Alert to the system that we're putting in place as well for the DUI checkpoint. We do put the DUI checkpoint on the Facebook page. We also allow listeners to post iTrace points and DUI checkpoints on the Facebook page. We can make a comment link on our site. We can make a comment link on our site to our Facebook page announcing that there would be the most up-to-date checkpoint information there, but we haven't given it on there.
Yeah, just put it in the announcement.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Lauren?
I have about two questions for Nod, and maybe at the same time we could take the last few questions in line. In regard to the underground university, what kind of support is the state going to give the interns? And the second question is in regard to the community advisory board. You were saying that some events are thinking have gone into this discussion, but it has yet been, by and large, off base from the true purpose of the CAD as defined by the CPB and the DMC. So I'm just wondering what's going on with that. And if you could allow the other board members to ask questions, then you can take them off.
Lydia?
Yes. Back in the day, when we met in a venue such as this or anywhere, the station would send out postcards to that zip code, and we would get new listener members other than the ones who are always most interested in our board meetings. I remember Jack Goodman's father, who lives here in the area, that's what prompted this. And then he was thrilled. He was able to walk to this venue, right? But it would keep our listeners involved on multi-level ways that helps us to understand where our budget goes and so forth. But the other thing is that, and this is the question both to the board as well as to the fundraising strategy session that you invited all the team members to, I thought that when we were talking about, I mean, I'm saying absolutely, that's wonderful, but I understood that to be separate from the one that the LSD proposed, right, which was the LSD meeting, a targeted LSD meeting devoted to meeting with management to develop strategy that would ultimately go into, like, our budget and so forth. And, pardon? So anyway, so that's like a question, and that's it. And the Spanish language will pick up at the PMD level, and Rodrigo definitely, rest assured, I will follow up.
Okay, we are at time for this agenda item at this point. And there's a lot on this agenda. So we do have 7.5 minutes of listener comments at this point. What the members want to do?
Point of information, Mr. Chair. When we have the opportunity to hear the general matters respond to these questions subsequent to listener comments, if not, I'd like to move for 2 more minutes to give them the opportunity to reply to these important issues.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm not questioning the word information. Well, here's what it says.
I'm taking
your
attention.
On a volunteer basis, a meeting of KPSA management, the LSD, and station staff to discuss strategic plan on new listeners, fund drive, and revenue stream.
Okay, thank you.
So that's the LSD.
All right, there's a motion on the floor to extend this discussion for 2 minutes so that Vern Duncan can respond.
Okay.
And 1 second. Is there any objection to a 2 minute extension? And that's what Vern's response to the last couple of questions and the other questions, unfortunately, will be dropped off the agenda. We'll see them separately. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, too. The first one was about the Underground University. Lawrence, that was incorporated by Jessica, the volunteer for that, and somebody, as the intern that we have who represented and proposed it, is actually an intern who's been with us for some time, will actually also help. He's pretty savvy kid, he's very bright, and I think this has got the potential to be something quite good for us. The other one, the CAB, interim CAB meetings, and I'd like Augustine standing already for public comment, he may well address some of those things, but from what I've read, it's still very much in a nascent stage, and it doesn't seem to have addressed any of the real issues that the CPB needs a CAB to address. And I'm going to try and take a little bit more control of that in the next little while, because it seems to me that it gets slightly off track from what I've read, and it's coming back from the internal group. And there's no disrespect to where you identify that, it's just, it doesn't seem to me to be gelling in the way that I think it should for the stations and community's best interests. On to Lydia, I'm not sure exactly how that works with the postcard business to the zip code, but I'd like to talk to you about it further to see if we can talk about that operator. And I was actually going to, in response to your second point about the strategic planning session, I was actually going to ask him to reread that motion because that's what this meeting is based on.
Okay, thank you. So we're at time. We have 7.5 minutes of public comment. If someone can take Ken Aaron's microphone and take it out too. Okay. That's the long recording one, so
nobody can.
All right, the standard procedure is 90 seconds, first speaker, 7.5 minutes, so thank you.
I'm here to talk about what's going on and the comments made by the GM about the Heaven Gel. There is a concerted effort by certain people, elements within KPFK, not to let it work. The last meeting, we had an attack against us by 3 people, including Israel Foyer here, who claims that at one time it came up for the discussions here at KPFK to have affirmative action. He said he was against it. And he is against the working group going forward with what we're doing. We want to make some work. We spent about an hour, almost an hour, by attacked by Israel and two of the people that he had, one of them who was just a goldstone or something that does arbitration. He got involved on their side. And we feel that this is just the history of KKK is white supremacy and English language chauvinism. And you see that daily, on a daily basis, attitudes and comments that are made here from that country, these meetings, different people come out and attack people who are of Chicano, Mexican heritage for being racist. These things have got to stop. We want to go forward. We're going to make a report at the end of this month, the first report that will have been made in the last two or three years to the LSD and parties that are subject to be getting this report. And I don't know how long I have, or is it over? So think about it, because I will be talking about it more. There's a whole section on it. The LSD at the end.
There will be time for a response from the GM if any questions are posed to him. Thank you.
That's 3 points. Marlon and I go to public works meetings that are desperate to get the lead out of the street. Then scavenging has been made criminal in the community. I've watched people get ticketed for taking a tin can out of a public trash can. And I'm finding lots of lead in the street. That didn't happen a lot. The guy who invented sound epoxy is not yet. I'm sure he's spinning, though, because we're apparently contractors of sound epoxy now. We have a programmer that has 2 full-time equivalents, but now has a 40-minute program, a 50-minute program, as opposed to the 2 hours we hired to do 10 years ago. We have a prime-time programmer now that's on PRI with about 600 outlets, and we're also running PRI during Alpine time as a evergreen, which makes me pretty crazy. So we're pretty much moving over to commercial radio in my view. That's about it, thanks.
Hi, I'm Ron Friedrich. I have kind of an imaginary paradise that I would see for right now on KKK. I've got 6 lines of my proposal. Since the war against Iran would result in the slaughter of a couple more millions of people, and since the war against Iran would delay the point of halting the consumption of fossil fuels, such that a tipping point would be reached, after which global warming would lead to increases in Earth temperature, which would be beyond a cure. Therefore, KPFK has resolved to spend 12 hours of programming a day to insist on the end of plans for future wars and an end of further burning of fossil fuels. Thank you, Ron.
First, I'd like to ask Andrew, he says their article on data and vital signs accompanied the report. Apparently that was going to be LFC, could that be made available to the public as well? That's my first comment or question. But the article on data and the vital signs being made available to other people. Secondly, I have to very strongly, but as quietly as I can, refute completely everything that could always be said. But other nonsense. There's no plot, no conspiracy. But I'm proud to be the person who, right from the very beginning, said the way that CSP interim body is functioning is way off base. Now, the manager was very mild in his statement. I'm very strong. If I'm the devil, then I'm proud to be the devil. And I hold big horns. Because this is the long way to go. There's a confusion between the function of the CAB and its coordination and assistance in which this body, the LFC, and management needs to and should and did before play a role, and its functioning in which they should have no role whatsoever in it. And right now it's in the hands of a few people who are completely arrogating unto themselves the wrong way to go. there's no time in 90 seconds to do this, but I hope you'll pick it up on the agenda and we can adjust it in more length. We need to have a functioning CAB that's proper, that's representative of the wider community, not of any particular person or small group or a little cabal.
Thank you.
I have my card. I'm recently in Los Angeles after listening to after listening to KPSK for many years. I wouldn't recommend to us all as strongly shown as first chance language programming. I've served since December as the Secretary Pro Tem of the CAB. I'd like to corroborate Mr. Duncan's comments concerning the off-course trajectory of the CAB. I'd like to corroborate his bio comments and that the current folks that are attempting to run the show have a very narrow anti-democratic agenda. The CAB is way off track. I encourage you to look deeply into the trajectory of the organization and if it is possible to consider a restart. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Orlando Rocha, de Poker Latino. I guess I'm going to say in Spanish, so please translate. Primero, antes que nada,
first of all,
necesitamos saber si se puede leer, las minutas de la reunión donde se aprobó la moción de las 5 horas.
The motion for the minutes were approved for the 5-hour Spanish.
Yeah, we need to know if you guys can read the minutes where the 5-hour additional 5-hour were approved, okay? The motion where you guys approved the 5 hours. So because I don't understand exactly what you say, I'm sorry to Mr. Duncan, okay? There is not 5 hours, there is no 5 hours, okay? So we have to listen to that session, okay? Secondly, and if you can do it today, that would be great. So on next time. Secondly, what is the reason, the specific reason why this implementation has been delayed? So it has to be, clear. And so, because for me, from my point of view, I mean, this is not clear, because the regional general manager said, just delayed this implementation. So, but what is the reason? We need to know the reason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your time. There's 6 minutes for the GM to respond to this. Yeah, I'm sorry, we're in time, so you'll be the first person in the next week of list of comments. Thank you.